Welcome to the Nintendo Show, episode 30. I'm your co-host, Devin Moon, and with me as always, now in color and in vision, Trevor Payne. Trev, how you doing, man?
First day with color. I've been black and white for years. This is great. Modern era. Love it.
Dude, you're not even in HD yet. You're just in that plain
yep.
color. Just you still got the scan bars going through you. But eventually we will be seeing you in HD. Here soon, I hope. So why I say we're in color, me and Trev are doing Facebook Live from now on, if this all works out. So far, so good. So Facebook Live, you guys can check us out on our Facebook group, The Nintendo Show. Right there is where all of this happened. You'll see all the mess ups. You'll see the whole thing. It's unedited, but you get to see it early. So that's a plus. And we will be doing that every Sunday. We'll let you know if things change, because it does happen. All right. So this week we will be discussing Nintendo going the Disney Plus route, Smash fans fighting against the man, and we will bet it out once again in a list verse competition. Trev and I had a bet before for a Shovel Knight figure. We're gonna bet again. Do a little list first. There's not a lot of news, so you gotta get a little bit of gameplay, a little bit of action in that way. So here it is. And as usual, we will be answering your questions, comments, concerns. And remember, listener, if you want to be part of the show, visit our website at nintendoshow.com to send those in. Also, you can do it right here on Facebook Live, and we will try to answer them as they come. That's about it. Trev, are you ready to jump into that mysterious, beautiful, gorgeous world of Mr. Miyamoto's magical news?
Dude, always ready.
There are two items this week. Number one, active investments from Value Act, who has a valuable insight on the inner workings of Nintendo, has predicted a bright future for Nintendo, even comparing the company's future to the streaming service Disney Plus. A very strange thing for them to compare Nintendo to Disney Plus. Interesting. Trev, do you think it is possible that Nintendo is thinking of a streaming future, one that could be Disney Plus, like where they use all of their IP and put it in one place, and maybe we just roll on through on that IP in one single spot? Is that a possibility? Is that what we're going to be going to in the future? What
now,
are we looking at?
Are you talking
at?
About like think? A streaming game streaming service, or it'll be like all Nintendo licensed movies?
So I'm thinking games, because it's just Nintendo's thing. Unless the Mario movie goes big, and that's what it is. But they don't have enough like IP as far as the movie base goes.
No.
That it'd be like you're paying $7 a month for your one Mario movie.
I would love for like a Game Pass style setup, whatever Xbox game stream or whatever they call it for Nintendo, to have like the library. Like that would be super cool, like all the games on Nintendo, and you just are able to stream, pay monthly and have access to them, and then day-to-day releases come out, they could put a lot of their classic stuff on there. That would be kind of neat. Like that's honestly something that I would probably sign up for, like a Netflix-esque version of it. But the thing is, we got to remember, this is Nintendo we're talking about, and they're amazing at internet things. So I don't know if I would fully trust them with that service unless they hired outside of their own peeps and got like another company to help them with that streaming tech. But it sure would be cool. I'd be all right with it. But what about this, Dev? What if you think it's like, it's not streaming, you just download the games. Like it's like, here's access to the library, download the games that you want. And it's like a monthly sub.
That's a possibility. And that's very much something Nintendo could do. I think that's a possibility. And I think that's actually something I would like to see. That's what I like about Xbox Game Pass is the downloading thing. When you compare Game Pass with PlayStation Now, at least when I played PlayStation Now, which was years ago, that was a trash fire, dude. That was horrible. I tried to play Uncharted collection or whatever, Nathan Drake thing. My gosh, dude, that was horrible. It was the worst experience of my life. It was blurry. It was just stuttering all the time. I think the streaming is definitely not possible for Nintendo, but the downloading, that's totally possible. So I think it is possible that we might see a service that's $7, $10 a month that is all of Nintendo's games, every Nintendo game. And I think that's the thing that puts them on. That's what makes me think Disney Plus. Because when you think Disney Plus, you think every Disney movie is on there. Everything Disney owns is on that service. And if Nintendo played that baller card, dude, if they were like, there it is, drop that ball. Here's all the goods. Yeah, this is all the action. I think that could really hit the competition hard. Because, again, that's like PlayStation's IP is getting there. It's slowly moving up. But it's nowhere near. Like Animal Crossing sells millions and millions and millions. While you got the other guys, not even close. Yeah. Like even God of War is not even close.
Sure.
So I don't know.
But you think of like all the different IP, the different characters, all the different games that Nintendo has at their disposal. They could make something so rad. But the thing is like what's going to be the cost, because they're going to want to make sure they're making just as much, or if not the goal, make more money than what they're making before. So it's like, would they really, when they're selling games for $60 a pop, or will it end up being like a $20 monthly subscription or 15 or something? And then that, I don't know. I'd have to weigh whether it would be worth it or not.
That's true. It's like, where's the money? Yeah, where's the money? Like, how high is the level? But yeah, you're right. If it goes up to 20s and stuff like that, maybe it's not something that everyone would be into. But I don't know. If they're playing that Xbox game, if they want to play in that field, maybe they can go up to like a 10, 15 range. But I don't know if they can go higher. Who knows? But it's interesting.
Yeah,
and it's cool. And I like it. So that'd be cool. Speaking of Disney, that Princess Life asked, I recently watched a YouTube video, asked the question, would Nintendo be the same without Miyamoto? The video compared Miyamoto to Disney, Walt Disney himself, who was a once in a generation creator. That's what they say, at least. Do you feel that Miyamoto is in the same level? Do you feel like he's in that Walt Disney caliber? Will Nintendo fail without him if he leaves, retires, whatever it may be? Do you think without Miyamoto, there is no Nintendo? Do you think it's to that level?
I definitely think it would be different. Like, I don't know. There's something that obviously that guy has had his hands in a lot of different Nintendo stuff. So I think he's had a huge impact on not only the whole gaming industry, but especially Nintendo, the culture there, the games that are created. He brings like this joy, like looking at that man, he smiles and it's infectious. Like, I don't know. He just seems like a happy dude that just wants to smile all the time. And I feel like that comes forward in his games. So I think he's up there, man. Like I have a lot of respect for him. He's had his hands in some of my favorite video games of all time. And so for me personally, yes, I hear the name Miyamoto and I'm like, yeah, he's the man. But I don't know if it would be as like a household name that you would, hear Walt Disney.
So. Yeah, exactly. I feel like Walt Disney actually had his hand in almost everything Disney made for at least like a couple of years there. Obviously, he had directors and stuff, but he was very much the face of that company. Miyamoto is the face of Nintendo in a way, but you definitely see different faces. Like, he's not the person on directs, you know, you don't see Miyamoto on directs. He's a person that you know of, but you see all the other guys. I think the guy that you do see is the guy that directed Link's Awakening, or no, didn't direct it, but he helped make Link's Awakening, the old school one, the original one. But yeah, so that guy's been there a long time. I think, to be honest, like, I do think Miyamoto is a big part of Nintendo. I don't know if he's like the main thing. I think there's many, many people in Nintendo that make these games, and Miyamoto does have a hand in a way. Maybe he brings that like I mean, he brought Mario. He brought like what Nintendo's brand is, like the family friendliness, the adventure of it all, the joyfulness of it all. Like without that, maybe that messes Nintendo up a bit. Maybe that's what they lose from losing Miyamoto. But as far as making great games, I think they'll make great games without Miyamoto. They already are making great games without Miyamoto. So I don't think it's
absolutely
the same as Disney. But I don't know. I mean, when Disney died, the movies really, really blew for a long time. But Disney got there. That's like true. They got back there.
They had to get their mojo. Yep.
Yeah, dude. They got their mojo back. They got you got the mermaid, the Little Mermaid. As soon as that happened, it all blew up. You got that silver era or whatever the frick it's called. The second one, not the golden one, but the other one. Anyways, movies. Sure. There you go. Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, Devin, real quick. More importantly. What? I'm sorry. This is
no,
important.
No, just,
what do I do with my hands? What am I supposed to do with these?
Exactly. You're
like in the video. I just don't know what to do. I feel like I'm just sitting here getting looked at and I just. I'm gonna do finger guns the whole time.
Yeah, bud. Yeah. No. May I suggest a pencil? Just grab your nearest pencil. Dude. It makes you look like inquisitive, thoughtful, maybe. Interest. Kind of bite it.
Anyways. Okay, back to it. Sorry, off topic.
Okay.
Got sidetracked. we did have a couple comments real quick from Facebook. Let's get that grabbed real quick. It looks like so a couple people were thinking that they'd like that idea of a streaming service. So liking the idea of being able to have access to those games. Especially
Nintendo,
if some of the old games. And then it looks like Callie says, for my hands, I should just rub my head. And so I'll just rub my head. And then does it make it look like I'm thinking real hard?
It does, actually. Yeah. Like you really, really are in thought. Or it makes you think like, just also look like frustrated. It makes you look like you're working hard. That's like a Seinfeld thing.
Yeah.
It's like, my gosh. The things this guy is saying. Yeah, dude, there's
so
just
stupid. I love it.
Like you have this 10. Yeah, I understand. I feel like I have T-Rex hands, Trump hands, if you will.
Yeah.
Big, huge. Number two, fans of the Super Smash Brothers Ultimate have flocked to Twitter to express their frustrations over the fighter's still embarrassingly slow, lagging online experience. The tweeters, if that's what they're called, ultimate goal that is that Nintendo would finally hear their pleas and fix the online experience. Many call out the fact that they are now paying for the service and expect better from Nintendo. They want more. They need more. And they deserve more. That's all I got to say. Nintendo 889 asks, gents, we've been hacked. 160,000 Nintendo Network IDs have gone to the shadowy internet sites. Trev, we've been hacked, bro. We've been hacked. Do we need to pay more for Nintendo Online? He asked. Should we get better protection if we pay more and connection? And if it costs more, would you pay more? So
no.
More online questions.
No, I would not pay more so they safeguard my data better. That's their responsibility.
That-a-boy.
If I'm giving, dude, come on. No, that was
stand
no.
up for that.
No.
Good for you.
No. for real. It's like, no, they,
finger guns.
They, yeah, where's my pen? Okay. They need to be protecting our stuff anyways, dude. Like, we are paying for a service. Even if we're not paying for a service, we signed up to do business with them. They should safeguard our crap. Now, on the flip side, though,
thank you.
Enable two-factor authentication. Like, it's not hard. Almost on any site that offers it, activate two-factor authentication, and your problem solved for the most part. Like, that is such a hard thing to crack. And so, unless you're dumb and that you get a phone call and they're like, oh, give us the code and give them the code. So do that. Like, that's my thing is like, I know Nintendo, like they had a breach. Unfortunately, companies have data breaches all the time. And maybe
all the time,
like it's ridiculous and it's just the age we live
it's
in.
Outrageous.
So I think that the user also needs to do their part to protect themselves. Like change their passwords. Don't use the same password on everything. Use two-factor authentication. There's so many ways that we can protect ourselves and not have to worry about Nintendo. So it sucks that stuff's lost, but they're willing to make it right. They're like, hey, if Fortnite bucks or whatever V-Bucks were purchased, let us know. We'll get it back to you. So, you know, I'm not too worried about it.
With this whole thing, the email addresses and stuff, they were lost or were given to people, were given out to the world, the 160 thing. Money-wise, nothing to worry about. That's what they say, at least. There wasn't so much going on as far as hacking credit cards and stuff like that. So that's good. Your money's still safe, but your date of birth and, you know, your email is out there. But guess what?
They will know.
A lot of people already have that.
I think you can just Google that, man. Like,
yeah, to be honest, Google your name. You'll find out some creepy stuff. I saw my whole family.
I found out what I did
securities.
Last summer.
Pretty cool. Oh, did you? Whoa.
Yes, I did.
Whoa.
I'm wanted in four states.
Facebook's a beautiful thing, you know. Sure, you look it up and you're like, oh my gosh, last year that's what I was doing. I was killing people. Why did I post up. That yeah, dude,
should have kept that on the DL.
That should be a little on the whoop whoop. So yeah, as far as that goes, we should not be paying for them to be like giving us extra security. Would I pay more for better online? If I believed in them.
I feel
Xbox
at this
and the
point,
other guys are at 50.
Dude, it well, no, okay, 50. Yeah. So they're paying, like, it is more. But the thing is like, I feel like on PC, everything's free. I feel like eventually it's going to get to the point where it's just the expectation. Like, I genuinely think it, whether it's this next generation or the next, eventually Xbox and PlayStation are going to have to, I swear they're going to have to do just like a free service. Like, hey, this is just part of what we do. Cause it just seems so ridiculous to charge. Like, I could see back in the day when everything was in its infancy, but nowadays it's like the norm. And I feel like it's almost expected at this point. So, you know, I don't know. I don't want to pay Nintendo more money. They get enough from me anyways. And if they did make some changes, like allow me to voice chat within the system, that, or, you know, do parties and stuff, sure, maybe a little bit more, maybe $5, maybe an extra $5. I'll tip them.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Yes,
and I prefer death. You know what I'm saying? Screw you, Nintendo, we're done.
Jeez.
No, yeah, I actually, now that you're saying that stuff, that Steam is all for, yes, you're right. Hey, you're right when you're right. You're right.
Hey, and
you're
PC right. Gaming is getting more and more popular as we go. Like, yep, I really think right. That eventually they're going to have to be like, all right, what are we even charging for? This is stupid. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. And Microsoft, dude, yeah. they got a little PC coming now. I'm trying to make a square. It's basically a PC already. So we're getting there. We're getting to that PC life. That's it for the news, Trev. Done. Two down. Let her go. Do we have any comments from the people, from the world?
Yeah, we got a couple. So first of all, Robbie says you're doing great with the hands. So, you know, maybe
is
let's just keep our hands. I don't know. I'm going to say for both of us, but maybe we just keep our hands outside the square.
Well, what they say is when you come to a cop or if you're in a situation, you just got to have your hands always present.
Oh,
so
Devin,
maybe we should just have our hands. Yeah,
we're white. We don't have to do that.
Oh, that's right.
That's so stupid. God.
So silly of us. God, I forgot about that.
God,
oh, man.
That's so dumb. Oh, man. Now, all right. So a couple other things. So for instance, it looks like we had, it looks like Robbie also said two-factor is annoying. And, you know, I agree with that.
It is a little annoying.
It is annoying.
Yeah, it is a little annoying.
But for right
You're
now,
right.
Like to get a text message or through like a authentication app, put in the code. It is kind of the world we live in, and I would rather do that than have to deal with like credit card fraud and things like
yeah.
that. So I'll take it.
Yeah, dealing with the banks and stuff, that's
sure.
always no fun.
Stupid
yeah.
banks.
Job blows.
I know.
Trev.
I work at a bank. All right. You know, and then Talon also said on the PS3, PlayStation Plus was free, at least, you know.
That's true. That's
for,
true.
For games
the online
and things
for
like that.
PS3. Yeah, the online
for PS3. It was
PS3
for a long time, and then they launched the PS Plus. But, you know, I think hopefully back we'll go back to that at one point. So we'll have to see.
It was the one thing that PlayStation 3 had on it, but the online kind of sucked compared to the 360 at the time.
Uh-huh.
That was the problem, is that their online wasn't known to be very well. Although to be honest, I didn't have much experience with it, so I couldn't say for myself.
Sure.
But from what I've heard.
Oh, one more. Another one came in. Discord should collaborate with all the services. How cool would that be? Oh, like, not like, go. So instead of like Xbox chat and then PlayStation chat and all that stuff, how cool would it be if they let you do like a third party apps, like so Discord and Skype and all these different companies could come in and be like, hey, here's some services. And then you could choose to use that if you want, like you can on a PC. You can pick whatever service you want and go for it. But I think that would be cool. I would love Discord to be like integrated with the new consoles that come out later this year. I know it won't happen. Microsoft won't let it happen. PlayStation won't. That would suck. But it, you know, I it's a want.
That would be cool. It would be a great thing to have. It makes sense. Time for 10 questions. We probably have a lag going. One of us knows the game while the other guy guesses the game. The guesser has 10 questions to figure out what the game is. The question must be yes, no questions. The nice thing is that the guesser will know the date and the console that the game came on. Trev, am I ready for 10 questions? Nope, but I'm going to give it a go. Trev has the game. I will be doing the guessing. Trev?
Oh, let's see. Now I'll give you
what is the what is the console? What is the platform? The
yeah, closed out the tab.
As long as we're live, Steve, we're good.
You could probably guess the game by the key clicks. So if you were paying attention,
I heard there was at least five letters there, and sure. I heard an E. Was there an E in there? That sounded like an E click, Trevor.
There's a niner. Okay. It is on the Wii, okay? So it's on the Wii, and it was released in 2006.
Some reason in my head, that seems like a new Wii game, an old game, but I could be wrong. 10 questions. Is this a platforming game?
It is not.
Okay, not a platformer. Is it an FPS?
It is
not. First-person shooter. It is not. Is it a strategy game?
No.
I can't tell if you are just like if Zencaster is so far behind that you don't hear what I'm saying, or if you're like thinking about it and then screwing with me, because it's actually worse.
I don't know.
It might
be a little bit of both, and there might be a little Zencaster delay.
Oh boy, Trev, I'm going to lose this one. Not a platformer, not an FPS. Is it a 2D action game?
It is not a 2D action game.
Trevor. What in the world is this nasty bugger? You picked something nasty. Okay.
No, dude. You'll see.
I'll see. I don't know. I'm 4 questions. And that's the thing. You have the fingers in my face now.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing now.
I'm flaunting.
Counting down.
Let's do this.
Stressed. Come on, fans. Anyone got any good hints? Give me a good hint. Nothing. Okay. So... Is this a Nintendo console exclusive?
It is. Yes,
it is.
Okay, we're halfway there.
Okay, is there Mario characters in this game?
There's
is the
not.
Mario. Is this a Mario universe game?
Nope.
Is this a sports game?
It is.
It's a sports game, Nintendo only, not in the Mario universe. What? Someone give me the answer. I won't look, I promise. Okay.
Wii U. Sport. 2006.
Wait, hold on. Wii.
Oh, sorry,
Wii,
not
right?
Wii U. Wii. Sorry.
Woo. Okay. Wii.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, this is a console that I don't have tons of experience on. I have very little.
That's why
but
I picked it.
I had one. I didn't play it very much, but I had one. Okay. A sports game. A Wii console exclusive? Oh, is it like Excite Truck? It's like an Excite Truck game, isn't it? Is it Excite?
I'm not going to say, bro. You got to ask the questions. You got 3 more. See these fingies? They're down, dude.
Is there trucks? Hold on a sec. Is this an Excite game? Is this in the Excite universe?
In the Excite universe? No, it is not.
Dang it!
Two left, buddy.
Dude, I felt so good about that one. I felt so good about Excite Truck. It's a sports
game. Dude, you're
going
to realize how ridiculous.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is.
Come on, dude.
Yes, I know what it is. What an idiot.
Ask one
so
question
stupid.
To just confirm it, though.
Is this the second game?
No.
Oh, hold on. It's not the second game. Is this Wii Sports?
Yeah! Dude, you did it! Wii Sports!
Champion, baby. Still got it. Oh, still got it.
Dude,
that was
came
not bad.
In the ninth
right
hour.
Right at the end again. We do very Moon. Well at the last second. That last second. Dude. The last little edge.
That
dude,
was fun.
That was pretty good.
Job,
that was pretty
good.
Good
job. I figured I'd pick something blatantly obvious, but I'm like, dude, we've been guessing like platformers and shooters and, you know, so that, good job, buddy.
Sports game is always like the one where you're like, what the frick? I'm not. It's the one that you don't think about. It's like one of the last ones. That and strategy games. Okay, Trev.
Hey, so in comments, we had some guesses. People are guessing Just Dance potentially. The Wii
That's
Fit
not a bad one.
Wii Fit. Let's see. It looks like Callie was right. She guessed it.
Now, a couple weeks back, we had ourselves a little bet, and it was a list first bet. And remember, you were supposed to send me a Shovel Knight in a mail. I didn't. Do you have that with you still? Did it get lost? I don't.
So, Devin,
is it like where did it? Yeah, there he is.
He didn't want to go, but he
dude,
will
that
be.
That is so good.
Dude, he's,
that is so good.
He's so good. He is coming your way.
That is so
dude,
good.
Dude, I totally
Thank
just
you.
Forgot to send it. That is my bad.
No, you're fine. Kay. You're just kidding.
But isn't he a handsome fella?
He's really handsome.
Yeah, dude. Like, they
I
did
like
a great
him,
job. Look at his
butt.
They
did a great job. Look at that. Look at that anus. That's great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful to see. Trev, we're going to do this again. And now.
Oh, we are.
I
what are we betting?
So here's the thing. You're not I want that Shovel Knight because I haven't tasted it yet. So if we do a bet again, then you can take him back. You know what I'm saying? You're willing to take him back again later. Just, you know, I would like him in my hands for just 2 seconds. Just
no,
I want
to
taste
have
the victory.
Him. I just gotta remember to ship it, dude.
Dude, okay,
I've been on house quarantine. I have seriously not left
That's
the house.
That's true. That's a good point.
At all. I've been at home, except for this a couple days ago, we went on a camping trip, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I got some outdoors, but there's no UPS out in the mountains. And so I...
That's true.
Anyways. Okay. So
So what do we get? Look around in all your star palace, what you got there. Trevor's in the space... thing, so he's looking around. I got a real background.
Well, so you know, I don't want to show you. Maybe my room is messy. All right, back
no
off,
you're
bro.
Fine, you're totally cool. No, it's good. I'm gonna look in my stuff. I'll be back.
Okay, I got it. You show me, I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Well, should we do it together? What the frick is that?
What is that, Devin? What is that thing?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's a Marvel character.
Mine's tripping out because of the little background
image. Yours
thing.
Is going crazy. What is that? Is that a Switch case?
The Switch case. It was
custom
made.
Is that a Majora's Mask?
Custom made with some Zelda print on it.
Oh, no, I can't give you this. I can't give you this. I need to give you something good.
Oh, crap. Here,
That's
I'm going to have
good.
To turn off the background because you, it's just freaking
no,
out.
No, you're fine. Let's see that garbage. What do we got back there? Whoa, he's got a kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen. It's magic. Okay. So it's got little slots for the car. It's a little magnet, and then flips over. Nice little Zelda case. That is what I put on the line, Devin. Now
Dude,
I am going to go
great.
Back to space, but a different kind of space.
Okay, now I need to get something better because that's too good. That's too good. You don't deserve whatever this guy
what
is.
What is that?
I mean, if you, unless you want him, he's like a Marvel action character. I don't know. Lightning Man or some crap. Okay, someone knows, not me. I had to get my Thanos leg. I had to get my Thanos leg. He was part of it. One sec.
All right. Sounds good.
Now, Trev, I will give you, I will raise you. No, oh, no. Not raise
me. Raise me.
I'm not going to raise you.
Are we betting cars?
I got this guy.
Okay.
Still. Okay. Uh-huh. And then that'll just be memories. You won't know who this guy is, but you'll be like, this is.
I remember that.
This is Nintendo show.
And we got to remember, we have audio listeners. So explain yeah,
sorry.
What
oh,
this
sorry.
Was.
I got to explain this. You're a good point. So I'm looking at a Marvel. This is a Marvel villain, I believe. I think he's called Lightning something. He's got a purple helmet with white eyes. He's got a whole bunch of electricity and he's like purple pink colored.
He's
translucent
he looks
a little bit.
He looks handsome.
He's thin. He's got an look at that six pack.
He's app. Fit.
He's fit. Trev, also, I know you're a big Yoshi fan.
Yeah, dude.
Got you a little black Yoshi.
Oh my gosh, he's
Mario
so
Kart.
Cute. Okay, worth it. Worth okay, it.
Better.
Oh, I
better
win this.
Ugh. Okay, man.
Okay.
So here it is. So how this works is here's an example. The list is 10 big video games that were supposed to be totally different.
Okay.
And then I will be like, what is number 3 on this list? And then I'll say all the things that are on the list, and then we will guess what number 3 is on that list.
Okay.
We will do this 4 times. Trev, let's begin the betting.
Let's do it.
All right. Number 1, 10 big video games that were supposed to be totally different. All right. Super Mario Brothers 2 was a mod of an entirely different game. That's one of them. Stealth Masterpiece Metal Gear was meant to be a high octane action game. And the other one, Grand Theft Auto was a non-violent racing game. Halo was a real-time strategy game for the Mac. Conker's Bad Fur Day was a sickly cute family game. GoldenEye 007 was designed to be just about anything but a first-person shooter. Journey to Silas was the Terminator game we always wanted. The thrilling Alan Wake was meant to be an open-world epic. Devil May Cry development was developed to be Resident Evil 4, and cartoonish Team Fortress 2 was a different sequel to its realistic military predecessor. So let's try to figure out what number 3 is on this list. It is either Super Mario Brothers 2 was an entirely different game, Stealth Masterpiece Metal Gear Solid was a high-octane action game, Grand Theft Auto was not a violent video game, Halo was a real-time strategy game for the Mac, Conker's Bad Fur Day was a sick, cute family game, GoldenEye 007 was designed to be just anything but a first-person shooter, and Journey was to be a Terminator game, and Alan was thrilling, Devil May Cry development was a Resident Evil 4, and a cartoonish Team Fortress 2 was a different sequel.
Okay,
altogether.
Now,
what do you believe?
Pick
number
which one
three
we think
is.
It is, then, right?
Yes. Number what do we three? Think number 3 is? Yep.
And this is like people that like went and rated it, right?
Yeah.
If I remember from last time. Okay.
That's
I'm gonna
right.
say Halo, strategy game on the Mac. Because I know.
Let's see. So totally different. So games that were. I mean, we've got to think something that's completely different. So when I'm looking at these, I'm like.
But not the most like.
But not the most, but not the third most. Exactly. I'm going to do Metal Gear Solid. That's what I'm going to go for.
Okay.
Metal Gear Solid was not meant to be was meant to be a high octane action thriller. Number 3 is drum roll, please. It is Team Fortress 2. Was a direct sequel to its realistic military predecessor. Now that's number 3 on the list. So now how we're going to score this is whoever's closest will get however many points. So Trev, you went with Master Chief. I was second. I was number 4 was Metal Gear Solid.
So you get minus 1 point.
So I get minus 1 point because I'm a negative away. Trev, for the Halo.
Oh, no.
We are. I'm still scrolling.
Ah, shoot.
Number 10. Ah, that means you are. So
minus six?
Minus seven? Six? Yeah, six. Minus six.
Ugh, gross.
Minus okay. six, Trev. All right.
Well, it is what it
All
is.
All right. You know?
Well,
there it is.
I got points six. Up there. Look at,
we got graphics. We got graphics. don't say we're legit. We got some real stuff. I realize I did something wrong this time, Trev.
What?
Before, when we did this, we put it on our Google Doc.
Yeah, so that way light, I could see
all the stuff,
and
so
then,
you could see what's going on.
Okay.
I might be screwing you over.
It's
on this.
All right.
That's,
you know,
I'm
I
sorry.
Just I really want to send you a gift. So go ahead.
Thank you. I need another one. Okay, the second list, Trev. Top 10 embarrassing moments in video game history. The list is Electric Soldier, Paragon. I don't know what that's saying. Electric Soldier, Paragon. Super Mario Brothers, the movie. Dangers of the Wii Remote. Jack Thompson. PlayStation Network shuts down. Virtual Boy. The video game crush of 1983, Sony's 2006 E3 conference, Jamie Kennedy at E3, and the N-Gage's price.
Okay.
What, Trevor, is number one on this list?
And what was the question again, the main one?
Top 10 embarrassing moments in video game history.
Oof. Okay.
Electric Soldier, Paragon, Super Mario Brothers, the movie, Dangers of the Wii Remote, Jack Thompson, PlayStation Network shuts down, Virtual Boy, the video game crush of 1983, Sony's 2006 E3 conference, Jamie Kennedy at E3, and the N-Gage's price. There's a lot of bad moments in there.
All right, I'm going to go in on the Mario movie, because that was embarrassing as
That's
all
pretty,
crap,
that,
dude.
That is pretty.
That was so rough. I'm going to say it has to be. That was awful.
That was so bad that they didn't make a Mario movie till now. So that was like 20 years.
It put them off from ever wanting
30.
To do a movie again.
Yeah. Cut it. Yeah, for sure. I'm going to go with, the Virtual Boy, dude, is pretty. I'm surprised like Dreamcast or like no Sega stuff made it in here. I'm going to go with PlayStation Network shutdown.
That was
pretty
bad.
Embarrassing.
I remember that. Yeah. That was rough.
So I'm going to go with that. That might be a dumb choice, but here we go. Number one spot is, we should have guessed this. I don't know why we didn't. Video game crash of 1983. Good job to anyone that got that.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. That seems like a logical one.
How did we
Trev,
do?
Bad news, bro.
Oh, dang it.
Man, just bad news. I got number two on
why?
The list.
Why?
PlayStation Network shuts down.
I feel like
Sorry,
you're cheating.
Dude.
All right, what
I'm
am
not,
I at?
Dude,
what's the
My
damage?
Wife did this. Callie, where are you on the comments? Come on, give us some love. All right, Trev, you... Oh, Trev, please no. Listen, I want to help you out here. Okay, number six. Number six? That's not bad.
Ugh,
that's not horrible.
So minus five?
Minus five. Okay.
All right, well...
Okay.
Updated scores on the screen. There they are.
Yep, there they be. Oh, Trev.
Okay.
I love a close game.
Dude,
we
it'll get
this.
There. Dude, how many other questions
Dude,
we got?
I'm supporting you. We got two more. So here we go.
We're
Number
good.
Three.
I got this.
You got this. Another 10 amazing written video games. This is the list. Another 10 amazing written video games. The video games are System Shock 2, Metal Gear Solid, Grim Fandango, Final Fantasy VII, The Witcher, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, Day of the Tentacle, Fallout 2, Planetscape, Torment, and Boulder's Gate. Senses? I don't know why I'd say that. We'll just say Boulder's Gate series. So,
cool.
Okay. So, let's go for number seven on the list. What is number seven on this list?
For the great writing story, whatever.
Yes. 10 amazingly written video games.
Okay.
The list is, again, System Shock 2, Metal Gear Solid, Grim Fandango, Final Fantasy VII, The Witcher, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, Day of the Tentacles, Fallout 2, Planescape Torment, and Boulder's Gate. Number seven, Trev.
Okay. You go first, dude.
I'm going to go with Final Fantasy VII for number seven.
Okay.
I feel FF7. Like they're going to connect those together.
Okay. I am going to go with, and this is the seventh. So it's down,
yeah,
down the list
yeah,
on this.
Yeah, down the list. Down the list.
I'm thinking I'm going to go Grim Fandango.
Grim Fandango. That's a good one. That's a well-written game. Okay. It is. If I can, there it is. Internet is going, and it is number seven. Metal Gear Solid is number seven. Trev, oh my god!
All right,
I am one away again, my friend. Negative
dude,
one.
Okay, so what are you
number
at?
Six? Number six was Final Fantasy VII.
Gosh, now, Trev, okay. What did I lose?
Oh, where you at? Where, sweet Trevor? Where have you gone? Where? Grim Fandango, number four. So minus two.
Okay. So minus two. All right. Just for all y'all audio listeners, I'm negative 13 points. Devin is negative three. He's got a 10 point lead. Ah.
Now, how can we make this even?
Double point.
Or should we do triple?
Triple just means that whoever gets this next one wins.
Well, yeah. But I'm like, if it's double.
If it's
do you have a possibility of winning? Does anyone know math? Can anyone give us math here?
If you take the quadrilateral of the circumference of the moon, double should be fine. Cause like if you hit like, oh shoot, you're like 7 points off. That's 14 points right there, dude.
That's true. We'll double it up. Okay. We're going to double it, but it goes both ways. So that's what I'm worried about. Okay. Trev.
It is what it is.
The last list. And everyone, let us know how you did, especially on Facebook Live. See how this all went down. 15 first in video game history. The number we'll be looking for on this list is number 15 first in video game history. Let's go for four. Let's go for number four. Okay. Influential game, 1961. Handheld game. Oh, okay. So it's just the dates. Influential game, 1961. Handheld game, 1979. Public release game, 1971. 3D game for the home use of 1981. Home console, 1972. Interactive game, 1947. Game to feature blood and gore, 1986. Online games, 1983. Arcade game to use a microphone, I assume, 1975. 8-bit game system, 1985. 32-bit game system, 1993. 64-bit and 128-bit systems, 1996 to 2002. 16-bit game system, 1987. True 3D console in 1995. And controller without a cord, 2004 to the present. So we are looking for 15 first in video game history. So these are the first time things happened in video game history. We're looking for number four. So I don't know why influential video game is in here, unless I'm really reading that wrong. So I'm not even going to worry about that. Handheld games. So there you go. Publicly released game. 3D game for home use. Home console, 1970. Home console. Interactive games. Game to feature blood and gore. Online games. Arcade games to use a microphone. 8-bit game system. 32-bit. 64-bit. 16-bit. True 3D consoles. And controllers without a cord. What is the fourth most influential of all that stuff?
Okay, you go, dude.
Fill it in out. Fourth, Trev, dude. I'm going to go with, because online's a big deal, dude.
It's a way big deal.
Online's a big deal. I'm going to do controller without a cord.
Okay.
I hope that's what that says.
I'm thinking controller without a cord, super important. I feel like online, super important.
Yeah.
I love where your headspace is. Let's see here. I'm thinking, but like also 8-bit, that was the Nintendo Entertainment System that came out, and that was a big deal. Yeah. So that's probably up there. So I'm going to say just because that really turned the video game industry around as well.
That's a good one.
I'm going to go with that because I don't think it's the top, but I think it's high.
Okay, Trev. Oh, boy. So we're looking for number four on the list. That is the 32-bit game system.
Ooh, okay.
That guy's, that's some reason that guy got in there. So
what
there
is
the
32-bit game system? Like 16 is the super?
The Amiga CD32.
Oh, okay, cool.
So yeah. The Amiga systems are there. Atari Jaguar, oh, Panasonic
okay.
had
cool.
one.
Cool.
So somewhere in there. So that's not, okay.
Do they say why? Why was that the most? Again, this is Lisper, so I guess it
does. Yeah, again. Yeah, so it's a little wacky. Also, you got Sega Saturn and PlayStation maybe did it too. So it's probably
okay.
that.
Cool.
That PlayStation. I think it's because it says PlayStation sold 100 million units. So it must be because of the PlayStation.
Cool.
all right. And so Trev, you chose, what was it again?
8-bit.
Boop, 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 boop. 8-bit. So you were number 7. So you were 3 away.
Yes. So minus 6. 6. So I ended at negative 19.
Oh boy. Where am I? Oh no!
Oh please!
Oh sweet! Oh sweet Satan! Sweet baby!
Double?
Sweet Reyes!
Oh,
where are you? Where are you? I'm trying to find him. Trying to find him. Oh my gosh! I'm freaking out. People, Yoshi is on the line.
Oh please!
Okay, I was number 1. I was number 1, so I was really... also
okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I was also like.
So you had a 10-point lead. Negative 19, Devin, negative 9. You are a proud new owner.
Dude, that's a sweet case.
Of this case. And then
that's disappearing.
It's actually magic. It's amazing. And I'll ship this with him as well. So you'll get those two on the way.
Dude,
if they're going to someone, it makes me happy that they're going to you, Devin.
Trev, let's get into fan questions, dude. Let's do it. John asks, what games have the Nintendo feel that aren't made by Nintendo? Games that feel like Nintendo games that aren't Nintendo games.
Oh, totally. The other episode we talked about Shovel Knight, whether that was like a Nintendo game or not, that has just like the pedigree of a Nintendo platformer with the music and everything just being so on point. I would say Shovel Knight is Nintendo, but not Nintendo.
Yeah. I would say what's that Castlevania game, that remake?
Oh yeah,
that they did.
Bloodborne.
Oh my gosh. In my head, it's Bloodborne, but it's not Bloodborne.
Bloodstained. Bloodstained.
Yes.
Symphony of the Night.
Sure.
Okay, that's what it
Dude,
is.
Dude, yes. Yep, that's
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
That could definitely be in there for sure. All those Castlevania feeling games, all of those. Anything that's Metroid.
Is there anything whimsical that you can think of? Like, kind
that's
of
what
like
I'm trying
Mario-esque?
To figure, like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is there like a game that's on the level? I think Astrobot.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. Like that
Astrobot
felt like, especially
there.
In VR, felt like, oh yeah, this could potentially be.
I mean, games you can get on your Switch. I don't know. Spyro gets close, but it's not
but
quite
still,
there.
Yeah.
It's a little off, and it's definitely PlayStation-y still, like when you're playing it. I don't know, man. There's not many that like get that Mario feel. I think the Rayman games are really Nintendo-like in a way. Yeah, dude. A lot of it's like 2D stuff. Not a lot of 3D stuff, really.
Oh, we had someone say Dead Cells.
Dead Cells for sure.
Dude,
yeah,
for sure. I love that game.
See that? Yeah, man. All the 2D stuff. That's like coming to my brain. Like it's just all that stuff that flushes in. I think there's a lot of like developers that grew up with that 2D Nintendo stuff, and that's what they're like producing.
Oh, Harvest Moon for me, or not Harvest Moon. The new thing, Stardew Valley,
dude. Yeah.
Yeah. That
totally
reminds
one.
Me of a game that
totally
would have come
one.
Out on some of those older consoles, you know? So yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That's totally one.
I like
that's a good one. Okay. Tony asks, what games have the most satisfying ending? The most satisfying ending in all gaming.
If I actually finished games, that would be great.
I know. Like, have hundreds of games and no ends.
I know. So I would say the end level on, what was it, Halo 2, where you're in the Warthog, you're driving, and you're making all those big jumps, and the music's going off like crazy. Do you remember? Halo 3? That was 3.
Or Halo.
No.
Because Halo 3 and Halo are identical, like, endings.
Well, maybe I'm mixing them.
They're both on a ship and both blowing up.
Maybe I'm mixing them. I'm thinking of Halo 3 probably, but I just remember like the music kicking in. It just seems
like the platforms falling off.
Yeah, and it seemed really cool.
Yeah, on the fire. Yeah. That's a good one.
Ending.
What was I going to say? Oh, I had one. Oh, I think KOTOR has a really fun ending if you're the bad person.
Yeah, totally.
Dude, it's so cool if you're the bad person. If you get that perfectly right, you will kill yourself a Wookiee. Or a whole bunch of people. You will kill your whole crew all on that little island on the end. Yeah, it's really
That's pretty great.
That's a pretty fun ending. if you're feeling evil, that's a good ending. I'm like, again, not really finishing out a lot of games.
This one, I love the end of Super Mario World. End of Super Mario World, because then you beat it, and then the music, and then it goes into like more of like a letterbox, and they have like the credits scroll, but they're showing like everybody in the world and everything's happy, and you see the characters walking around. Have you seen the end, right? Oh, it's just it's so joyous.
Yeah.
And the music is so incredible. And then like at the end, it does the whole like wipe where like it goes like from like black to and it just I felt like the sense of accomplishment after beating that game when I was a kid, and it just felt so good. And the music, it was just like the celebration at the end that was just like
another game that does that is Ocarina of Time.
Yes,
but it's like a more of a sadder kind of thing, but
more
like
somber.
you kind of see like what everybody's doing, all the characters and stuff. But I was thinking Link's Awakening is a really cool ending too.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
That you're like living, you know, well, spoilers and all that, but I don't know. I mean, it's
an old game.
Yeah, it's pretty old. It's pretty old. You basically, you know, you were in the dream of the windfish or whatever the crap. That was pretty cool.
Yes.
Cool way to go with the Zelda.
we had in the Facebook group, people are saying Fable 1.
Yeah, Fable 1.
I'm trying to remember what that is. I don't know. We'll have to look that up.
It's better than Fable 2, I can tell you that much.
Guaranteed.
Fable 2, you just shot a guy, and that was it. And you
like,
didn't even actually...
Well,
you didn't even have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened. It was just like playing on its own.
Dude, what about...
I think you play against the Jack of whatever, the guy with the red mask.
Oh, that's right.
I remember that being a cool battle.
Cool.
I remember that being a cool battle.
We also had a recommendation of Portal.
Dude, yeah. Portal
that,
1,
that,
like the still alive.
Yes.
Still alive.
Oh my gosh. Like that was amazing. That was pretty awesome. That was a pretty epic moment. I'm trying to think of just recently. I remember playing something. It was an indie game. And like I just sat there and just watched all the credits because like it was just such a like an experience, and I'm trying to remember if it comes to my mind, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, dude, that's good. That's all right. That's good. That's something. Patrick asks, what is the first game that comes to mind when you see, these following consoles? NES, SNES, N64, GameCube, Wii, Wii U, Switch. So I'm going to say the console. You just say the first game that comes to mind.
Oh,
ready?
Set.
Okay. NES.
Mario 3.
Okay. SNES.
Mega Man X.
Okay. N64.
Mario 64.
Okay. GameCube.
Resident Evil 4.
Cool. Wii.
Metroid Prime.
Okay. Wii U.
Nintendo Land.
Okay, cool. And Switch, what comes to mind?
Breath of the Wild, absolutely.
Okay. All right, Trev. Hit
Same.
Me, man.
All
what
right.
Got?
NES.
Mario Bros. The first one.
SNES.
Super Mario World.
Very good. N64.
Ocarina of Time.
GameCube.
Yeah, Resident Evil 4 also,
okay.
Actually.
Let's go with the Wii.
Oh man, Galaxy,
Game Boy Advance,
Game Boy Advance. There you go. Metroid Fusion, was that on Game Boy Advance?
Yeah, absolutely.
That goes me.
And did I say Wii U yet? Wii U.
No, not yet.
Wii U.
Mario Maker.
Oh yeah, it's a good one. I like that. And then the good old Switch.
Luigi's Mansion 3 right now.
Ah, oh, so good. Love it.
It's going in my head right now.
Cool.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. That's all the questions. Thanks, everyone. Is there anyone that has a question in the Facebook Live thing right now?
Least,
you guys wanna say anything?
Least satisfying ending, the new Jedi game. I've heard people are liking Zelda Breath of the Wild when they think about Switch. I concur that.
Yep.
I remember the first 4 months of the Switch console coming out. Dude. I remember playing it on lunch breaks. I remember playing it in the bathroom, like everywhere, like anywhere you can imagine. Yeah. I remember playing it. And I think that was such a memorable experience of being able to play it on a big TV, play it on the go, and like never have to stop. So that's why that game just like is ingrained into this bald skull of
mine.
Dude,
I know. You know, I know. That massage school. Okay, dude. Thanks, everybody, for the questions out there in the world and then here in Facebook Live. To look out for, there's actually some good ones. Streets of Rage 4, this looks pretty excellent. If you're into beat 'em up games, go check this one out. If you're into Streets of Rage, especially visually, this is a pretty stunning game. I think I'm really interested in this game. I'm a big fan of beat 'em up, so we'll see how it goes. Ninjala, the demo comes out. So Ninjala is the Splatoon like game, but you're not actually spraying anything with paint or anything.
Right.
You're just hitting each other with candy. So it's like ninjas and candy together. Ninjala. That's a demo is coming out, I believe.
Cool.
And then Moving Out, which is
that looks pretty fun.
I think it's the guys that did Overcooked, but I'm not sure. It's very much an Overcooked game
for sure. Yeah,
very much an Overcooked game. But you're moving instead of cooking. So all those should be good games. Ninjala, we will see how that goes. But yeah, those are that. Okay, Trev, time to get to our final recommendations. This is where we give something awesome to check out, video games or otherwise. Trev, your recommendation this week for the people.
My recommendation for the people. I don't know. I just got back from the mountains. We went camping. Dude. It's fantastic. If you want to get away from human beings and just get some fresh air, get out of that quarantine space, go out in the middle of nowhere, dude. Like, it is so rejuvenating and amazing. Slept in hammocks. That was pretty cool. So did some hammock camping. Recommendation if you're going to sleep in a hammock, Devin.
Yeah.
Make sure you have enough things to keep you warm, because it got real cold.
I would assume, yeah. In the desert, yes. It is quite chilly.
It got pretty chilly, but it's so fun. Like, and just looking up and staring at the stars and everything is fantastic. So I'd say go enjoy some outdoors away from other humans at this time where we're needing to social distance. The outdoors are amazing.
I've been noticing that a lot more lately because I've been in the house. Well, I've been working honest, but I feeling the sun on this white, pale, pasty skin was a beautiful sight. Oh, I felt so great. Good. Yeah, dude, you just feel like you're getting your batteries charged. I'm like, oh, solar power, baby.
I forgot about you.
I miss you. I miss you, sweet baby doll. So yeah, go get that sun.
Uh-oh. We had a Facebook person, it looks like, Cameron. Cameron says that the virus lives in forests, in the forests.
Oh, whoa, watch out, y'all.
Dang it, I better watch myself.
Trev, dude, that's where the virus starts.
That's the epicenter?
It's in your hammock.
Oh, no.
It's in your hammock, bro.
I'm out.
It's in the house. thanks, Cameron.
And
for
then
that
Cameron also
update.
Said Halo 2 had a pretty lame ending.
It sure did.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm with you.
Finish this fight. Yep.
Yeah, let's finish the freaking fight. Don't leave it on a cliffhanger like that. It was garbage.
Yeah, bro, finish
I'm
the
with
fight,
you, dude.
Okay, man. My recommendation is Star Realms, the deck building game. Let me get that. Star Realms. There's the camera.
Okay.
Star Realms, a deck building game. It's about $15. this is a two player game, but you can add as many packs as you want to make like a six player game. It is a deck building game. So if you played a deck building game, you get the idea. But this one, you're attacking each other, which is really fun. You got bases to protect yourself. It's got a cool space theme. You got blob alien ships.
Okay.
It's really cool, dude. It's really fun. Look at all these awards. Look at those awards.
Dude, look at those awards.
It's real good. So guys, a really cheap, good game to get Star Realms if you're looking for something for your significant other and yourself, or you want to do a group thing.
Dude, that
buy
sounds
a couple
fun.
Decks.
So is it just a card, like deck building game,
so
right
just,
then, right?
Yep,
okay,
yep,
cool.
Yep, just straight up cards, deck building. So
similar
you're
to like Magic and like Hearthstone and stuff like that?
Not
or
sure, yeah. Pretty I different. Think like Hearthstone probably.
Okay, cool.
So I don't know how those games work as a deck builder.
Pokemon.
I know how other games... Also, things I don't play, but it's like, what do I got? I got DC, the DC deck building game. It's a deck building game. You have five cards in the center. You're kind of making your deck better to beat other people around you. I don't know if that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
To
no,
anyone,
that sounds like
yes.
a deck builder. That sounds awesome.
Okay.
Cool.
So there it is. Yeah. No, it's really cool. I love the theme. I think it's really fun and really cheap. So it's like, if you want to get into board games, this is a good start. Okay. That is it for the Nintendo show. Our Facebook Live, our 30th episode. If you are interested in anything you saw, go check out nintendoshow.com. You can join our Facebook group and you can watch us live. You can see all this nonsense. We didn't mess up, guys. There was no Zencaster screw-ups. The internet worked. Thank you. It's a beautiful thing. This is the first time ever that this has ever worked out of 30 episodes. You can follow us on Twitter at Nintendo Show Pod. Remember to like and share and rate us on the podcast service of your choice. On podcast service, you'll get all the special music that I put in there and all the fun. It will be a little more cleaner and more edited.
Sure.
So if you are more into that kind of stuff, go over there, check out our podcast there for sure. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help. Trev, that's it, man.
Dude,
that's it for the
show.
We
love you all. Thank you for supporting us in this dumb hobby of ours. We love it. I hope that we can bring some entertainment to you guys. Please share with others. We love y'all. You're awesome.
Yep. Okay. See you guys. Bye.